Ahoy.
Up next on American Restoration.
Wow.
This is Golden Arm Wrestling Machine.
That's cool. You can see, like, different colors.
The most hideous house paint they can find, they slap on it.
Right. So you ready to see it?
Let's do it. Oh, wow.
What's that for? Are you sure you're supposed to be polishing that?
They hand me the crap and tell me to polish it. That's what I do.
Okay, well, that's a problem. He does not like it, let alone probably me, a woman. But oh, wow.
That looks cool.
It's a easy wringer washer.
This is the throttle. This is the clutch. It's almost like a motorcycle.
Think it could be done?
This is just, I don't know.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy, projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
You know, technology is an awesome thing. I mean, stuff like smartphones and computers have made our lives so much easier. Not to mention, kids out there got all sorts of electronic games to choose from. But my favorite games are games that don't require any electric power.
I got something interesting, kind of a weird amusement machine I want you to look at.
Oh, yeah?
I came by Rick's today to bring by my 1960s Golden Arm Wrestling Machine.
Wow.
That's cool.
I'm the proprietor of the Pinball Hall of Fame here in Las Vegas. The Golden Arm Machine and I go way, way back. I've had it for years. It was one of my first machines.
This is cool.
Well, basically what you do is, this is like an arm wrestling arm. You sit here like this, you try to battle it. What you're doing is you're compressing a shock absorber. No electronics in it at all.
Wow.
You just
picked it up and let it rip.
Yeah, yeah. I started running my first arcade in 76, and this is one of my first pieces. I don't even remember where I got it, but I remembered I paid $100 for it.
Wow.
And I've been hauling it around with me ever since.
Midway, they made something else. They made some other machines.
What they're most famous for was they made Pac-Man, Space Invaders, and Galaga.
Oh, yeah.
They were really, really ahead of their time on electronic stuff.
Right.
You wouldn't know it from this machine because there's no electronics
in it. But they started with this.
This is one of their early ones.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. To me, I can just see 60s road all over this. We're at the beginning of plexiglass. We've got particle wood instead of plywood.
And flower child.
Yeah, flower child. That says 60s right there. You can see, like, different colors. It was orange at one time, and it's got black on it now. And
yeah, the most hideous house paint they can find, they slap on it.
Right. And they're real hard to take it off, too. Then on the inside, it doesn't have a lot of mechanical to it. I've seen springs going different. This looks like a spring across here. This is here.
So you just played it to play it, right? I mean, you didn't win anything. There was no tickets. There was nothing. You just played it for your own.
Well, things have changed, right? I mean, that's basically what it always was. You got bragging rights. That's all it is.
That's why old people are so pathetic, because this is all we had for entertainment back in the day.
That's right. All right, so how far do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Well, this is going in the pinball museum.
Okay.
It's very important that the finishes and materials be very durable.
Gotcha.
What do you think it's going to cost me?
You know, I'm thinking right around $4,800 to do the whole thing.
I think I can live with the price.
All right.
I think we got us a deal.
Awesome.
My hope on this project is that when Rick gets done with it, it's something that you walk into the pinball museum and you go, wow, that looks great. That's what I'm looking for.
Earlier this year, Kelly and I made it official, and we got married, and it's been amazing. But here at work, it's been a little stressful because she comes to me every single day and wants to have a bigger role here at the shop.
We're spending a lot of money around here.
Well, what do you want to do? I mean, you want to... What's your idea?
Money managing. Tyler's the foreman. I will be the money manager.
There's always been a lot of problems around this shop, and I've never said anything. I bit my tongue because it's Rick's business. But now that we're married, it's our business, and I should have more say around here.
It's been a guy's shop. We haven't had a girl in the shop. I don't even know when we had a girl in the shop.
That's why it's disorganized, because there is no girl in the shop.
Some of the guys are insane. I mean, they're really, really hard to deal with. I know for a fact that Kelly has no problem telling people what she's got on her mind. On one hand, I'm going to have mutiny amongst every single one of my guys. Or on the other hand, I mean, she might be able to get the job done.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm gonna give you one project, okay? And it's gonna be that golden arm machine.
Okay.
And at the end of this thing, I need to know where we're at.
Okay.
All right?
I got this.
I'm gonna give her a job from start to finish. If she can show me how much we profit, how much we lost, how much we spend in labor, and everything, then great. If she can't do that, then she's gonna have to find something else to do. Back up just a little bit. Hold on. Good, Ann. Hey.
How you doing today?
Good, I'm Rick.
Wyatt.
Wyatt, what can I do for you?
Got something you might be interested in.
Something I might be interested in? You want to sell it, or?
Like to restore it.
Restore it?
Yeah.
Well, let's look.
I come down to Rick's Restoration to drop off my Easy Ringer washer that I brought down from Canada.
That's good, right there. Thanks, guys. So where'd you get this thing?
I run a scrapyard in Canada, and this showed up at our gate one morning to be dropped off for scrap, and I just couldn't let it go, so I brought it down here.
It's very cool. The very, very beginning, what the washing machine was basically a washboard, and you used it with your hands. Nobody likes doing laundry, though.
No.
I don't know if anybody likes doing laundry.
That's right, yeah.
So the way this worked was, I mean, it's basically the washer and the dryer, right? You know what this is. This is
the
ringer.
The ringer.
Pull this out of the way like this. You would fire up the motor. You pull this. The motor would get running. This is the throttle. This is the clutch. It's almost like a motorcycle. Because you got motor, you got all kinds of gears in there, you get it going. Actually, what this thing did is went up and down, up and down, up and down. This washing machine is pretty cool, but it's a very unusual item for us. I can't say that there's a huge collector's market, but I am looking forward to possibly fixing it up, though. I mean, people bring all kinds of wild stuff in here to get restored, and this is just, I don't know. What are you looking to do to it?
I'd like to see it back in original condition. Motor running, agitator, that all working good, and
right.
What do you figure?
You know, I mean, to get all that done and everything going on, I'm looking at $6,500 to restore the whole thing.
Go for it, yeah.
Awesome.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thank you. Let's go in the office. We'll take care of some paperwork. We'll put it in line.
Perfect.
Okay, get her started.
Okay.
So Rick is now allowing me to get involved with managing the money. And first task I want to do is regulate the paint lockers. Hey, Kyle.
Morning, Kelly. What do you got?
Paint sign-out sheet. This is crucial for job costing, so we know how much paint is being used, okay? And make sure you sign out that paint that's in your hand, because I'm gonna be looking at that list every day, okay?
Okay. Saving money is always a good thing. We're taking a paint supply of rattle cans. Come on, Kelly.
Kyle's like looking at me like, why are you out here? What are you doing? He's just gonna have to deal with it. He's not happy, but he's gonna have to deal with it. Turn that off, I need to talk to you. What's that for?
The golden arm.
Are you sure you're supposed to be polishing that?
That's what they gave me.
Okay, but you know, sometimes those have to go to chrome. So are you polishing and it was supposed to go to chrome?
I'm polishing it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Okay, well, that's a problem.
They hand me the crap and tell me to polish it. That's what I do. We got enough managers as it is already. I don't need no more people telling me what to do. I know my job. Too many chiefs and none of Indians.
Oh, my God. Cowboy reacted in the usual manner he always does. It's not his fault. He didn't do it. He's just doing what he's supposed to do. He does not like it, let alone probably me, a woman. But oh, well, too bad.
Oh, God, look who's here.
Eric.
What's up, guys?
The twin brothers from another mother.
We were doing pretty good till you got here.
Oh, yeah.
We were happy.
I just brightened your day, don't you know?
I know. Eric's our official resident picker, and he's always stopping by trying to pass off some of his junk as if it's gold or something. But there's always the potential for a few diamonds in the rough with some of his picks. So what do you got? What do you hear?
I got everything that you want.
When Rick sees what I got in the back of my truck, he's just going to be amazed. I mean, it's going to blow his mind. You had a wish list? Ta-da. This is like Christmas for you, I bet.
Well, you do have some...
I got
some usable items.
Let's see what you got.
This thing looks cool. This is definitely a mech.
Mm-hmm. Watch it, dude. You ever thought of bringing in like a full machine instead of just little parts?
I like littler stuff.
This is good stuff here.
See that? See? Scratching stuff off the wish list already.
I have no clue what that is.
It's a pulley or something, isn't it? Come on.
Scrap.
I mean, these are parts that we can use, but I want a total piece. So I start going through his truck, and all there is parts of items. It's just scraps and stuff. And there's not one single thing that's totally complete that we can restore. We need some full pieces, one single piece.
I got a whole nother piece.
Look at that.
Crap.
Be careful with that now.
No.
That? That's what I'm talking about right there. It's a total 20s scale, 1920s. That's totally complete. It's missing a little glass in the front. That's it. That's an unbelievable find. You know what says mercantile there? What it was a scale at a store. It would weigh like sugar and vegetables or whatever. And see, you can sort of see the way the scale read. This is 1 cent graduations. This particular device basically computed everything for you.
So you're telling me it's like smarter than Ron?
Well, I would say it's definitely smarter than Ron. I mean, you push on it right here. Ron, how much is 250 pounds times 3.62 cents? Go ahead.
I don't know.
So what do you want for it?
I'll tell you right now. Like, how about it? $100 a pound, about right there.
$600?
There you go. Now we're talking. Now we're weighing.
I still got to strip it. I still got to bring it all the way back.
You used car salesman on me or something.
I know, but you want me to just tell you where I'm at? And that's it?
Yeah, tell me
where
you're
done? At. Here's the deal. 300 this, that's it. You can take the other stuff. I'll take that, though, for 300. That's it.
Yeah, 300 works for me.
All right, awesome, all right. Awesome. Thank you very much. Got a complete piece. We can start on that. Let's go in the office and we'll get you some money. And then, Ron, put it in line.
I'll settle for the three right now. It's money in my pocket, but I wish I would have had Tyler around, man. I could have worked a better deal with Tyler.
I think I'm starting to get this shop to run more efficiently, but the one thing we need to work on is communication. You know, the guys don't express themselves very well, so it all stays bottled up, and then they explode, and they're not happy. I think if everyone at the shop was happier, then work will go smooth.
What are you doing over there, Cal?
Come over and see. I have a suggestion box.
You have a what?
I have a suggestion box. Look. Isn't this good?
Yeah.
This will be for everybody to put in their 2 cents.
Wow, a suggestion box? Really?
So, you know, I even put the little flower on there to remind them that, you know, this is not necessarily a bad box. Think good thoughts with the flower and drop it in. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, we'll see.
So do you want to be the first?
I'll do it.
You will? All right. Thanks.
Yeah. When my dad told me Kelly was going to be around the shop more, he said it was to manage money. I don't see how a suggestion box with a flower on it is going to help us do that. This has disaster written all over it.
All right, Wyatt.
Hey!
How you doing? Today's the day.
How you doing, bud?
Good.
To see you.
Came to Rick's today to pick up my Easy Washer. And when I found that washing machine in our scrapyard there, somebody dropped off. I never knew how old it was or nothing. I knew it was in bad shape, so the wheels are falling off, but I didn't know if the motor ran or not.
This machine is rare. It was rare. And for you to find it, just somebody throwing it away, is a big deal. So you've got a killer find. So you ready?
You bet.
All right, here we go.
Let's do this thing. Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, check wow. Awesome job.
What do you think?
Can't believe it. Just like brand new. What I brought in and now what it is now, it's two different machines.
Yeah, a lot different, huh? Oh. You remember how all this area here was all rusted out? It was a little nasty when you gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
The motor itself was all, you know, destroyed. Now it's all been totally restored. Everything's all new again.
Yeah. When he first showed me the washer, the paint job and the chroming just looks like it's brand new on it, and the rest of the machine looks like it's right off the showroom.
So you want to see the inside now?
Oh, wow.
Is that cool? It has a pin in it right here. You pull the pin out. It's got two positions for different loads, for a large load or a small load.
You ready to wash some clothes?
Try her out.
All right. We got clothes? What are we going to do?
Sure. Tyler's got stinky clothes on his desk.
His clothes are on his desk? What do you mean?
They're there, man.
Go get a couple shirts. We'll wash them. It figures if there's one person with dirty clothes hanging around the shop, it'd be Tyler. That kid goes through more work shirts in one day than I do in a week sometimes. Let's take it down one notch because it's a light load. Okay, you ready?
Let's fire it up.
Running.
Sounds good.
Sounds like it's working. You want to see?
Yeah, we can see.
Ready?
It's not going to go like that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's cool, huh? Oh, there's your muffler.
Oh, there.
So then what you're going to do, we're going to actually run through the ringer.
What? No way. Look at that.
You bring it out, hang it to dry.
huh? More than I expected.
All right,
out of it.
Cool. Right on. Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you very much. I feel really good bringing it down to Rick's to get this done. And when he started it, it started right up, and he got everything working fine on it. It turned out really, really good. It was awesome.
Much better.
They are guaranteed, so go back and maybe upgrade. Maybe they'll upgrade us.
Hey, babe.
You know? All right, hey, what's up?
It's been a few days since I've been managing the money, and I think I've been doing a pretty darn good job. But I want to know what's on everybody's mind. And that's where the suggestion box comes in.
Look at all these. Holy crap.
When I put Kelly in charge of the money, I wasn't expecting a suggestion box. But by the looks of it, looks like a lot of people got a lot on their mind.
Keg of beer every Friday, strippers once a month.
Are they taking you very seriously?
Apparently, they are not. What's so funny? If I go through this whole box and there's not one good one, I'm going to be very mad. The flower is dumb. Ooh. Oh, that's hitting below the belt. Cowboy as manager. Oh, yeah. Get rid of this stupid box. You know what? They're pissing me off right now.
You know, I don't think I take any of this personally. I think you're doing a really good job. I think that, you know, you'll make things better and you'll find a way. Bottom line is, Kelly does have us working more efficiently, which saves us money, and that is what counts. But as far as the suggestion box, I think that might have backfired.
Tell Rick Dale he is a cheap bastard.
You know, babe, that's enough of these suggestions. You know, I'm done with that. These guys are a bunch of smart asses.
Take that seat back out.
Yeah.
Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey,
okay.
Hey.
You got it?
You got it.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Doing good.
It's over here.
Let's do it. When I dropped off the golden arm, it was really, really sad. The wood had been chipped and broken, and there's rust everywhere, and it was pretty much a pile of junk.
So you ready to see it?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
That is incredible. This is going to make a lot of coins in the museum. If I walked in and I saw this, I'd want to play. When Rick pulled off the black cover, I freaked out. I couldn't believe the way the machine looked. It was like, wow, look at me. And that's what I was really looking for.
On the paint job, you remember how it used to be black? It had some gold in it, but it was pretty ugly.
It looks like somebody did it with a can of spray paint.
Right.
But this is better than new. I can see myself in the finish. And you got the metal plate, stand.
Yeah, we put it on a plate, and we had these edges bent like this
right,
so that it would give it some height and some structure. And so now it's all nice and durable. You can get on there all day long. Then on the inside, you can see it's all been redone in there. It's all nice and new, looks good.
Yeah, this is everything I thought it would be and more. Oh, I can't wait to get this thing back to the museum, get the public playing it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I mean, as we've been restoring this and going through the process, everybody here wants to play it and see who's the strongest. Before you take it,
do you mind if we set up a little challenge?
See who's stronger.
To play it? Yeah, go for it.
Well, I know Ron's probably up for this, right?
Yeah.
Ron!
Who else?
Bradley.
Bradley!
I just love competitions, especially on coin-operated games, because that's what they were designed for. That's what they're built for.
So, time to put your money where your mouth is, and we're gonna see who's the strongest. And the loser has to dress up in a giant hot dog suit and stand out and sell hot dogs.
As far as who's gonna be the strongest, I think it's a no-brainer who's gonna win.
Who's up first?
I'm up first. I'm the boss. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh!
Okay.
Holy crap.
We got 325. You're somewhere between Nobody Better Fool With Your Gal and World's Champ.
That was a lot.
Go ahead, Ron.
It's going to be a tough one to beat.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
We have a new winner.
Whoa!
Dude, it went all the way.
I knew I belonged in a zoo because I'm an animal.
All I know is I'm not trying to wear a hot dog suit, even if it was my idea. I'm definitely counting on Brelly to show how much of a flower child he really is here.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, Lord.
Yes! 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 Son of a bitch.
Hey, why don't we go try to look for a hot dog suit for the little winter here?
Yep, I'm down. Okay, and thanks for letting us experience that. I don't know if Tyler actually loved the experience, but it was awesome doing, and I'm glad you liked it.
Everything came out great. It looks fantastic, so I am one happy camper.
Wiener boy, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dog. No, this sucks. Hot dogs, nobody. This is just not fun at all.